This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. At least 11 civilians were killed and 113 others wounded in four separate bombings in Afghanistan Thursday, hours after a three-day ceasefire began across the country to mark the Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr, local officials said. Although there were no reports of direct fighting between Taliban insurgents and government forces as they observed the temporary ceasefire, roadside bombs continued to inflict casualties on civilians. Violence has intensified in the country since the United States missed a May 1st deadline, agreed with the Taliban last year to withdraw all of its troops. Israel faced an escalating conflict on two fronts Thursday, scrambling to quell riots between Arabs and Jews on its own streets after days of exchanging deadly fire with Islamist militants in Gaza. Defense Minister Benny Gantz ordered a massive reinforcement of security forces to quell mob violence across the country, where police stations have been attacked and people savagely beaten on both sides. Despite global alarm and diplomatic efforts to halt the spiraling violence, which U.S. President Joe Biden said he hoped would end sooner than later, hundreds of rockets again tore through the skies over the Gaza Strip overnight. China expressed a high degree of concern Thursday over deadly clashes between Israel and Palestinians and urged the United Nations Security Council to do more to de-escalate tensions and implement a two-state solution. Former British Prime Minister David Cameron said Thursday it was painful for him to have to face parliamentary scrutiny over the collapse of Greens Hill Capital, for which he had acted as an advisor and lobbyist. This, quote, "This is a painful day coming back to a place that I love and respect so much, albeit virtually," he said in an opening statement to the House of Commons Treasury Committee. This is VOA News. COVID-19 deaths in the United States are at their lowest level in 10 months, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Just 3 months ago, the nation was averaging more than 3,400 virus deaths a day. It's now around 600, the fewest since early July. Confirmed cases are averaging 38,000 daily, the lowest since mid-September. The drops come as nearly 59% of the nation's adults have received at least one vaccine dose, and about 45% are fully vaccinated. President Biden says he doesn't buy the stories that a significant number of people will refuse the shots.
I believe the vast majority of Americans are going to get vaccinated. That's the route we're going now.
Ohio is now offering chances at a $1 million lottery prize and college scholarships as incentives to get vaccinated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China accused the United States Thursday of holding hostage the right of athletes to participate in the Winter Olympics after Washington warned Beijing would use the games to hide human rights abuses. The run-up to the Games, due to be held early 2022 in Beijing, is being dominated by politics. Human rights groups and some U.S. politicians have urged a boycott, pointing to China's mass internment of ethnic minorities in the western region of Xinjiang and other allegations of abuse. China's foreign ministry spokesperson took issue with an annual U.S. report on religious freedom concerns in China, saying Washington had, quote, no right to accuse China on the human rights issue, end quote. She said America's own record on rights was, quote, very shameful, and that claims of abuses were an attempt to interfere in China's internal affairs. Republicans ousted Representative Liz Cheney from her House leadership post Wednesday for her persistent repudiation of Donald Trump's election falsehoods. The move underscores the hold the defeated and twice impeached former president still has on his party. Cheney insisted she'll keep trying to pull the party away from him and his, quote, destructive lies, end quote. Two climbers from the United States and Switzerland have died on Mount Everest, the first fatalities of this year's season. On average, around five climbers die every year on the world's highest peak. But in recent seasons, Everest has seen a surge in the number of climbers, leading to overcrowding that has been blamed for multiple deaths. Of the 100 cities worldwide most vulnerable to environmental hazards, all but one are in Asia, and four-fifths are in India or China, according to a risk assessment published Thursday. Across the globe, more than 400 large cities with a total population of 1.5 billion are at high or extreme risk. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.